You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On Thursday, the University of Michigan hired a new gymnastics consultant. On Saturday, they announced the hiring. On Sunday, the school fired her. That consultant was Rhonda Fain, a former senior vice president of USA Gymnastics. She left USAG amidst the fallout from the Larry Nassar scandal. Here with us is U of M sports commentator John U. Bacon. And John, attorney John Manley, who has been on Stateside, has represented a number of Nassar survivors, tweeted this out yesterday, and I'm quoting here, "Fain knew that Larry Nassar molested Maggie Nichols, Allie Raisman, and Michaela Maroney in June 15. She did not report to law enforcement as required by law. She alerted no one outside USAG and did not tell MSU," unquote. So, John, why would the University of Michigan hire her in the first place?
That is a very hard one to answer, my friend. I love Bev Plotkin. She's the head coach of the women's program. She's highly successful. Her athletes have done extraordinarily well, both in school, in gymnastics, and I should say afterwards as well, doctors and lawyers and you name it out of that group. But this one's a head-scratcher. Now, a counter-argument has been made by some on Twitter that she did report within a week to her superiors as required. The FBI was on it. So there is some exonerating evidence. However, that's really for the court of law. The better question is, does that rise to the level of wanting to hire her for the University of Michigan to basically touch herself with a scandal that has not touched Michigan at all and has cost Michigan State $500 million?
And Nassar survivor Morgan McCall, who is a student at U of M, someone else who has spoken with us on Stateside, she says the Fain hire sent a message that athletic success, reputation take precedent over student safety. And she also tweeted, and I'm quoting her here, "For those asking why Rhonda Fain doesn't deserve a second chance to work with athletes, there is no second chance for the hundreds of children that were molested after Rhonda Fain was personally alerted of Nassar's misconduct in 2015. What would you add to that?
Not a thing. I think that Morgan has spoken very clearly and powerfully about this. And look, I don't buy the argument that all that matters is optics or perception is reality, and you know, I'm not into mob rule and so on, but sometimes the message you send is very clear and is very important. And in this case, that's one of them. And it should be said that a number of Nassar survivors are on Michigan's gymnastics team, and they have said privately as well as a few publicly that they were very much in favor of Rhonda Fain being brought on board as a consultant, which is really a coach. That said, Rachel Den Hollander, who's become the unofficial spokesman in many ways for this group of victims, one of the most powerful people to testify up in East Lansing on this issue, she tweeted the following just 15 hours ago. "When we learned that Coach Fain's illegal failure to report led to more abuse, she did not speak up, apologize, or help uphold USAG accountable. There are no excuses for this failure or her response when it became known. She was the vice president of the women's programs. She was in charge. This matters." I mean, there may be counter-arguments, but isn't that enough right there to think this might not be your best idea? And Rachel Den Hollander, you've had her on your show. She is not hard to reach. Maybe Michigan should have reached out to her first.
And it is worth noting that Rhonda Fain was hired after U of M's assistant gymnastics coach, Scott Vetteri, stepped down after a misdemeanor charge for obscene conduct in public. Police found him engaged in a sex act in a car with an 18-year-old gymnast. So between that and the university's response once it began getting called out for the Fain hire by Regents and Nassar survivors, how would you rate all of that?
Well, to back it up a little bit, as far as the previous coach, look, if I was ever aware of that, I don't recall it. And yet, now when you have this situation, now a spotlight is put on that as well. You've had two basic failed attempts to hire a qualified assistant coach. That is not good, and it brought attention back to the previous situation. As far as Michigan's response since then, you've heard me say it a million times. I'm going to say it again, Cindy. Never turn a one-day story into a two-day story. Michigan had created for itself entirely an unforced error. It had created for itself a one-day story, and wisely the region stepped in and kept it a one-day story.
And Athletic Director Ward Manuel apologized for the hire. He said it was the wrong decision. Is that enough, John, or are there more questions the school needs to answer or actions that need to be taken here?
I think publicly that is enough. It's enough for me. Now, privately, how U of M works, I might have some questions internally that I'd want answered at the various levels of leadership, from the gymnastics program all the way to the presidency. And I suspect those are being answered right now.
What lessons should every single school take away from this?
This is serious business, and you don't play games with it. I don't know how much clearer we can make this. We keep on talking about after the Catholic Church scandal, Penn State happens. After Penn State happens, Michigan State happens, and we slap our foreheads wondering why this can continue to happen. I give Michigan credit, a lot of credit. Whatever her role was in the USA gymnastics program, she will not have a role at Michigan, and that strikes me as appropriate.
U of M sports commentator, John Eubank. And John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We reached out to the University of Michigan for comment on the decision to hire Fain as a consultant, and they sent us a statement from Athletics Director Ward Manuel, and reads in part, and I quote, "It was the wrong decision, and I apologize. Our student athletes are our highest priority, and I want to do everything in my power to support them fully and put the focus back on their athletic performance."